Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I felt that both sides had great confidence that this was going to be a deal that would get done, you know, pretty smoothly, and it did. But at the same time, you know, since the season ended to right now, my focus hasn't been on the contract at all.
But when Matt Ryan gets paid $150 million over the next 5 years, and it's a six-year window for him getting extended beyond the 2018 season already under contract, six more at least from Matt Ryan. But everything is fine and kosher and hunky-dory with Matt Ryan, the Falcons, and all that. But when you drop that boulder in the water, there are ripples that go out. And we're talking about Julio Jones right now, ladies and gentlemen, because Vaughn McClure of ESPN has put it out there into the universe, and obviously a very, very qualified source on our Atlanta Falcons, that Jones appears to be angling for a raise this offseason after watching other top receivers get paid more than him. And we go back to the social media thing. We go back to him not being with the team for offseason workouts, and there is at least some evidence starting to mount that maybe there is some discontent with Julio Jones and the Falcons. Let's discuss. Rick and John on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's what I'll say. I'll believe that when it actually happens. I think much like the social media thing, and don't get me wrong, I trust Vaughn McClure, and I know Falcoholic had some of this stuff yesterday. We were talking about it. Julio Jones still has 3 years left on his contract, this upcoming year and 2 years after that. And I just pulled up the highest paid receivers by overall salary. Mike Evans is making $82.5 million, which is ridiculous. Mike Evans is a really good receiver. He's not Julio Jones. DeAndre Hopkins, really good receiver. I don't think he's Julio Jones, making $81 million. And then Jarvis Landry this offseason angled his way into $75 million. And then Julio comes in fourth at $71.25 million. When you look at Julio Jones's contract, it's right in line, again, with the top receiver. Should he be the highest paid? Yeah, you could argue him or Antonio Brown should be number one or number two. But much like every quarterback, should Aaron Rodgers make more money than Matt Ryan? Sure, and he will in a couple of weeks. Should Tom Brady? Yeah, he probably should, but he's not going to because he takes the money that he does. I've never seen Julio as a chase-after-money guy. I remember back when he was originally coming up with this new contract, Julio just went through the motions, hey, you know, we're working on it, it'll be fine. Never complained, never argued, never was threatening to hold out, none of that stuff. He just went to camp, did his job. So I find it hard to believe that with 3 years left on a contract that will still pay him almost $34 million, about $33 million over the life of these next 3 years, that he would think to try to leave or try to fight for more money today with 3 years left.
I disagree with that. I think it's always about money for these guys, for every single one of them, but especially when you're a superstar talent like Julio Jones. And when you compare what you're making to your peers, guys get in their feelings about that. If you're a mechanic at the shop and you're doing better work than another guy and he's making more than you, you're feeling some kind of way. Same with football, same with radio, same with all of this stuff. So there are, I've kept track here. There are six pieces of evidence. Now, how much weight you want to put into these, that's up to you. There are six pieces of evidence, six possible reasons why Julio Jones could be in his feelings and or upset about his contract and his status with the Falcons. Erasing Falcons photos from social media. We talked about that. That's one piece of evidence. Two, being absent from offseason workouts. Now, if these are isolated things, not a big deal. But when you string them all together, maybe it is a deal. Three, working out with Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is always struck me as a me guy. And was he tough? Did he show up? Did he answer the bell for his team? Definitely. But T.O. has always been about T.O., and so maybe that's playing on Julio's mind a little bit. That's three. Four, Calvin Ridley drafted. And you could say, well, he's a Bama guy. Well, he's another wide receiver. And so it's another reason, flimsy or not, for Julio maybe to not be happy right now. Five, he is, in fact, underpaid. There is no question about that. This year, 12.9. Next year, 14.9. And in 2020, 11.4. That's underpaid. It just is. Based on Watkins getting what he got, A.J. Green getting what he gets, that is underpaid. And six, Matt Ryan just got paid $150 million. Where's mine? So that's six possible reasons why Julio could have some discontent with the organization. Now, Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff are saying all the right things. I hope there's nothing here, okay? But we're sports talk radio guys. We're analysts. Mm-hmm. And we have six possible pieces of evidence that leads me to believe that it's at least possible, John, that Julio is somewhere sweating, working out with Terrell Owens right now and not really that happy.
I'll go through a couple of these and debunk the ones that I can and maybe agree with some of the other ones. The social media thing, I took no stock in that. Like I said, I had a source that told me this was literally a social media cleanse. Had he erased just Falcons pictures and left everything else, his pictures with Migos and his pictures, then I would have read something. And he erased everything but like four or five fishing photos. And that's it. Like, there wasn't even anything of his new car dealership in Tuscaloosa, nothing. It literally was scrub social media, get to a couple of pictures, that's it. That also hasn't come back up in the last 3 weeks. It kind of just, boop, it disappeared. Like a fart in the wind is basically what happened with the Instagram stuff. The second one, you said he has not done team workouts yet. Well, Matt Ryan told us yesterday they didn't do the team retreat. I would absolutely read into it if they go to L.A., which Matt Ryan said they're going to do later on and maybe in a couple of weeks, and Julio Jones chooses not to show up. Then all of a sudden where there's smoke, there's a little fire. But I'd almost guarantee, I don't make guarantees either like you say, but I'd almost guarantee that Julio Jones is going to be there working out with Matt Ryan. The T.O. thing, T.O. to me is a Hall of Fame receiver. And yes, was he a diva? Absolutely. Was he a me guy? A lot of times. What you got on the field, though, from T.O. was 1,000,000% of what he had. He gave you every ounce on the field. Off the field, whatever you want to say, T.O. gave you everything. Ridley, I think, actually makes Julio happy. Because when that offense hummed along 2 years ago and Taylor Gabriel had a really good year, guess what? Julio had more open catches. He was catching more touchdowns, all that good stuff. Far as underpaid go, I agree. Should be making more money than Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Landry. Period. But just like every other contract, it's fall in line. When your deal is up, you're going to be a higher paid guy, even 3 years from now. And seeing the Falcons' track record won't happen right now because he's got 3 years left on the contract. Maybe it happens next year. Maybe. At minimum, it'll happen after 2019, and they'll give him an extension. They're going to pay him handsomely, and he'll go to be in the top guy. And as far as the Ryan deal, I know players get mad, and I was talking to Hugh about this. They see different guys making different money. Quarterback is paid differently than wide receiver. I don't care how great you are as a wide receiver. You could be Jerry Rice. You still could never argue that you should make more money than Joe Montana. You just can't.
I agree with that, but we are ball players, John. Mm-hmm. We're not in that universe. We're not in that arena. And is it unreasonable for a wide receiver to think that he would make, you know, even close to a quarterback? Mm-hmm. It is unreasonable. But ball players are unreasonable and unsensible all the time. And I hope Julio's not. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I have presented six pieces of evidence that Julio might not be that happy with things. John has done a good job on the other side, debunking some things and agreeing with some things. It's an off-season conversation that I hope does not grow legs. It grows legs if he starts missing mandatory offseason workouts.
Absolutely.
You know, a la a Khalil Mack. I don't think that was mandatory, though. But Odell Beckham Jr. has done mm-hmm. this type of stuff. At that point, that's when alarms start going off a little bit. Right now, we're in the germination stage of this. If it's even a germination stage, I hope it's not. But like I'm saying, there are six possible reasons for Julio Jones not to be happy.
And let me say some, because I know a lot of fans will love to go, oh, you guys always don't want these guys to get paid. Totally disagree. I am always 100% for these players getting their money in the NFL. Because the NFL, there's nothing guaranteed other than the guaranteed portion of your contract.
And I think I've documented that. I want to give everybody a max contract in the NBA. I'm very player friendly.
You get a max. You get a max. I mean, heck, TJ McConnell earned a max last night.
Here's the one thing I want to go back on that you said, that the Falcons are going to take care of Julio when his deal is up. There's no question about that. But what is his career going to look like in 2 years when they extend him? He's 29 right now. He'll be 31. Mm-hmm. And you know how that clock and that odometer goes on wide receivers, especially, you know, large, physically freakish wide receivers. You know, what happens when the Jets go bye-bye? Then is he Dez Bryant?
Yeah, and if he is, you know, unfortunately, I'm just saying, he won't get paid.
Julio, I love you, bro. I want him to be a bad bleep, son of a bleep, for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. That's not the reality of the situation. So 2 years from now, when he puts a hand out and wants huge money, he's 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually reason number seven why Julio Jones may not be really feeling the situation right now.
And to me, that could also be reason number one where the team goes, we've got you under contract. And again, this is all speculation because of a couple of, you know, small blurbs that were put out there from Vaughn McClure and the Falcoholic and other stuff that they've heard a few things. The team's going to look at this and go, all right, you got 3 years and you're still making, you know, 12-9 this year, 14-9, as you mentioned, 11-4. And the only reason the salary fluctuates is that's when we say they make a contract to not have where it just escalates each year and it's, you know, it's uncuttable or unpayable at that time. They kind of make it where, all right, 1 year it's going to hurt us more than the other. That's all you do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.